Let's go ahead and start with trade. It's top of mind for many of our farmers and ranchers up here in the Northern Plains. They want market access. What would you want them to know about the trade scenario as we head into harvest?
Well, I think there's really some important trade deals that are on the table right now. One, of course, is we're pending in Congress, and that's where we need the House of Representatives in particular, as well as the Senate, to pass the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. And that is really a great agreement for agriculture. As you know, NAFTA was very good overall for U.S. agriculture, and the USMCA locks that in, but also makes some very important improvements there that are very important with regard to our access into Canada. Particularly, it takes care of some of the discriminatory pricing problems that we had. Their milk discriminatory Class 7 dairy program. It grants greater market access for dairy and poultry and eggs. It addresses their discriminatory grading policy that's affected our wheat exports moving up into Canada. And so it really is a great agreement. So that's number one, and that one is probably first one on the dock that needs to get done.
The second, I think many probably could argue, would be the U.S. and China trade talks. And more recently, President Trump has talked about a new round of tariffs coming in on the China trade talks. What does that mean for U.S. farmers and ranchers?
Yeah, I think what I'm hopeful about, and it remains to be seen, whether China will re-engage in a meaningful way in the negotiations. We recognize here at the department, and certainly the president recognizes, that farmers have been impacted by the trade retaliation that China has done, and that's why he's authorized the trade assistance programs that he has to try to help mitigate some of that impact. But we know that one can never mitigate all of the impacts. And so that's why, our long-term goal is to have China be a fair trader, to address the theft of intellectual property, the theft of technologies that are going to be so important for the U.S. economy in the future. And in addition to addressing some of the market access concerns that we've had within agriculture ourselves, China has not, while they have been a very important customer for U.S. soybeans and a number of other commodities, they haven't been playing by the rules with their biotechnology approval process. They've negatively affected our exports of pork and beef and poultry by having bogus animal health and safety rules. They have not been living up to their commitments under the WTO with regard to imports of wheat or corn or rice. And so those are all areas that we're seeking to try to have fixed in any kind of trade agreement. I actually thought we were getting very close to an agreement back in May, and unfortunately China backed away from the commitments that they had made earlier in the negotiations. I think some of the hardliners within China got to Chinese President Xi, but my hope is that they'll return to the table, because that's what I think all of us want. That's what farmers want, that's what we want, and that's frankly I think what the president wants. He wants China to play by the rules, but we also want to have trade with China on a fair basis.
I'm just curious, with all of your background in the U.S. soybean industry, what's it like to see a relationship with China evolve in the way that it has?
Yeah, it is. I've spent a lot of years working on the trade with China, and know how important that is to soybean farmers. And, I think the message is that we still want China to be a good customer, and we want to be a reliable supplier. But we also need China, and again, it's the buyers of soybeans aren't controlling this. It's really the Chinese government. We want the Chinese government to play by the rules. We want them to honor their commitments, and we want them to stop the theft of intellectual property as well.
Steve, I'm going to ask you a question a little different from the trade, if that's all right with you. I wanted to know, Reuters is reporting President Trump asked his cabinet to fix frustration from farmers caused by actions allowing the EPA to exempt small refineries from RVOs. Is that true? And if it is, what's the path moving forward, at least from a USDA perspective?
Yeah, there's still a lot of discussions. I think there was a lot. Obviously, the waivers that the EPA granted to the small refiners a week or so ago, the volume and number of those really surprised everybody, and certainly that has had that has a negative impact on demand for both ethanol and biodiesel, and that's something that I think EPA granted far more than what were would have been necessary, and I can only tell you that there's some ongoing discussions ongoing to see how can we work to make sure that we're supporting biofuels. That's what we're advocating within USDA, is for to make sure that the president and the administration are doing things to support biofuels and not causing that kind of hurt out there.
Could you see some discussions happening, I guess, more intimately between the president and maybe some of those farm groups? I think of the ethanol folks, but maybe potentially some biodiesel folks as well.
Yeah, you know, I will say that I think some of those discussions are continuing. And certainly, I think it's always good for the industry, the ethanol industry. I meet with them, the biodiesel industry. I meet with them regularly. The secretary does. And I think it's good for them to make their case directly as well.
Thank you. Let's transition back a little bit to the trade discussion. MFP 2.0 is a big part of the trade program and discussion, as many farmers, and I know you know this, want the trade, not the aid. But right now we have the aid. So sign up, we've heard, is going well. What are the signs or signals that farmers could be looking for to know if we're going to be getting second or third tranches in this payment program?
Sure. No, and that's a good question. As you know, we announced with the $16 billion program and the $14.5 billion in market facilitation payments that they would be divided up into potentially up to three tranches. In this first tranche, which we just began making payments on Monday, and so the farmers who had signed up and have been approved through the county committee process, those farmers are already receiving their checks. So even in these first 2 days that we began making payments, and up to 50%, it was 50% payment up front here in this first payment. And we've said that the next payment, the second tranche, if one is warranted, would be made in November. And I think that will really depend on the trade situation. Are we still are farmers still facing trade retaliation? If so, we'll be proceeding with the second tranche.
So still many unknowns, it sounds like, from the Department of Ag's perspective and, of course, farmers' perspectives as well, as we don't know exactly what will happen with this trade war.
No, that's true. That's true. And again, I think all of us are hopeful that China will come to the table in a meaningful way. I think we'd all sing hallelujah if they did and they made the commitments to address the market access barriers and the theft of intellectual property. And we could get back, and they, started buying large quantities of soybeans and corn and pork and all kinds of other products. I think that would be very good news. But I think even if they return to the negotiating table very soon in a meaningful way, it'll still probably take some time before a final agreement is reached. And so, I think we'll have to see what plays out, but November is going to be here before we know it.
Thank you for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to say before I let you go?
No, I think the only other thing, Kara, I would just note is that we're also, while talking on trade, again, the positives of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, but also the active negotiations that are going on with Japan. And I think that holds real promise for U.S. agriculture as well, for us to increase our exports to Japan. And I'm very hopeful that we could see an agreement there in the next few months.